Let the record show everyone's here, I believe. Any public comment? I'm going to go away from the meeting. You're from grounds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had some issues come up here that we got blindsided with, and we didn't really know, you know, how to address them. I'll address you first, so you can go. You don't have to be stuck in here. But maybe you could just give us a quick synopsis of how understaffed you are and major projects that are going on. And this thing with the Criminal Justice Center, is everything squared away with it?
The only thing that's left over there is the outside intercom for the satellite port. I've been talking to Tech Electronics. We haven't called them this morning to find out an update if they found anything yet. The problem is the wiring underground is bad, and it's either tear up the driveway and run new wire or look for a wireless solution, which is what Tech is trying to do right now. But that'd be a lot more economical for us to repair it that way if there's something like that. The proximity cards, it's been resolved. Purchased some new boards, finally found the part that was actually bad. Got those repaired.
Question on that.
Yeah.
How old was that system?
The billing was pretty well completed and opened first part of 2006, so they're getting older.
Okay, so they're 8 years old, and the electronic boards on that.
Right, they're starting.
You know, went bad. And the same company that put that in, are they the ones that sold us the new ones? What kind of guarantee do we have with them?
Once we've replaced them, they've been working. New boards are actually redesigned. There's some capacitors that are going bad on the old ones.
Okay.
The new boards don't have those capacitors, so I think the manufacturer recognized that there's a problem, so they redesigned them. So they should last longer. I think there is an air conditioning problem. I think the first meeting that was held that it was brought up was being repaired and started back up that day, so that really wasn't a huge issue. The compressor went out, the condensing fan motors went out, we got the parts, replaced them, better somewhere. And then, what else was there?
Leak upstairs.
That was probably due to the tuck pointing cleaning project on this building since then, and I've been up there double checking anytime they move the scaffolding around, make sure there is no leaks. I told contractors too, they've been policing their projects. So
this was public defender's office you're talking about.
Right.
So he isn't using plastic anymore.
That's all down, his ceiling tiles all back up, go back to normal.
Okay, what about now? We can't actually do anything about this in our committee, but as board members, how understaffed are you?
Pretty understaffed. I'm down to maybe having one little project going with a couple guys, and then the rest of my guys are out trying to keep up on service calls and work orders. I could probably use a couple people.
How many overall do you have right now?
Staff-wise, there's 9 people out in the field doing work orders. Two of them are mainly concentrated at specific buildings. But the seven guys going around doing work orders, fixing air conditioners, doing that sort of thing.
How many buildings are they servicing?
We've got like 14 complexes. And even as far as Madison, I have to send 2 guys down there most of the time to work on a window air conditioner and whatnot, so that leaves me with 5 up here, and then normally 2 of those 5 are working on a project, so it leaves me with about 3 people running around to try and keep up with all the miscellaneous stuff that pops up.
Have you requested additional men? And where's that gone?
Basically, I don't want to add people to the payroll, so.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you could, if you could make our meeting, hopefully we can get you in and out of here, you know, every month, just to kind of keep us up to date. Because like I said, we got hit with that the other day, and we had no clue. We didn't know anything.
It was 2 months in a row.
And then, then the public defender's office came in the next day, next month. But we found out that a lot of the stuff that was brought up in the first meeting had been addressed or was in the process of being addressed, waiting on parts and things like that. And by talking to the sheriff's office that works over there, some of the things were brought up and said, they don't know where that came from. But that's here and there. But it is nice to have you in here where you can address those things and at least open up for questions. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just say that Kirk does do a wonderful job. He's very responsive to, but that's the thing, is that they're constantly putting out fires, and they're not out preventing fires.
Yeah, sort through and pick out the worst fire.
Right, he's very responsive. It's just that it's just you can tell he's very understaffed, and the board really needs to take a look at helping him out.
I can echo that too, Steve, that if he says he's got 9 people, he's really got 7, because 2 of those people are constantly at the jail. If I didn't have Kurt's people at that jail, they would close that jail up a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're constantly over there. Plumbing issue, electrical issue, air conditioning issue. We're on first name basis with these people.
And then as a manager, if you have 9 people, that means you really only got 8 people because, he's had heart attacks and flu viruses and vacation and things like that to deal with too. So. He does a great job for what he's got.
There's some days I have like 2 or 3 people out in the field because of vacations or time off and whatnot.
I would just echo that as well. I know I mentioned this last month, but one of the things we're starting to run into in our building is the renovation was done a long enough period of time ago that the air handling units are now rusting and, they're out there all the time in my attic, through the summer. Working on these air handler units because they're shooting craps, So they just replaced one side of our chiller this week, or last week, I guess it was, out there, because one side went out. So they're out there all the time. I don't know how he stretches the 9 guys, because basically he has one guy mowing just about all the time because of the grounds he has to take care of.
Just about 2 guys.
So I don't know how he stretches the 9 he has.
Do you have it in your budget to outsource some of this stuff, or is that a possibility?
I've been doing that on things that could be done outsourced. A lot of times, issues with the jail or detention home, they have to go through security screens to get in. It's a lot of times just easier to send a couple guys over there to do plumbing or whatnot. So. Normally gets that stuff done a little quicker.
And the plumbing that we both have is difficult to work on. It's specialized plumbing. It's not.
That's another issue too.
It's security stuff. It's all secured in these walls. Hard to access, and it's not easy to work on. So.
And some of your people have specialized training as well, right? So that they're qualified. We don't have to contract out.
Right.
To use other people.
I basically have an on-staff locksmith take care of all locks throughout the buildings. Couple guys are drywall heating cooling technicians, and people are helpers for those people to move things, heavy things, and work on piping, that sort of thing.
Just from a probation perspective, I don't know how you've got time to do everything you do, because we keep them running all the time with our buildings constantly down in Madison. Had they have carpeting replaced at our East Dalton facility, constantly upstairs doing something for us. So, we talk about this a lot. We don't know how they're managing to do everything they do, but they are wonderfully responsive, just as Mark said. It's incredible that you're able to do what you can.
It would be interesting to see, by us doing the work ourselves, how much we've saved over, let's say, the last 3 years by not contracting it out and paying somebody else's profit margin. If you got time.
If you come up with numbers like that.
He's
got to
hire 2 people first. Then
if you come up with numbers like that, that way we could say, hey, if we've saved $180,000 or $400,000, whatever the figure might be, then, we can definitely afford
to bring on some more people.
You know, even a plumbing leak at the jail, for instance, for a pinhole leak, call a contractor out. It's a minimum of 2 hours at about $100 an hour, so that's $200 right there, plus parts, plus maybe a truck fee, fuel surcharge, that sort of thing. So,
and I just want to throw you, since you brought that up, I just want to throw that one more thing is that I know personally that this guy is out here at 2 o'clock in the morning on a, and during the weekends when there's a power outage, or you know, to make sure that the IT department doesn't burn up, and I mean that the time that he puts in, it's not a matter of him not having putting the time in. It's a matter of him not having the people to spread out.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Okay. Everybody had a chance to review the minutes from last month. If they have, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Everybody, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are going around.
I think they're done.
We've got a couple here that you can look at. There's nobody going to be here from the circuit court. It's a family violence informational literature that they've got it itemized on everything that it is. It's a grant. It's money from a grant to pay for that. And then... And the jail has a $5,500 one-year support renewal for, what is it,
Ocularis.
Anyhow, software security cam for security cameras. So that's maintenance? Is that what that is?
Software maintenance.
Yeah. It's all in the budget, right?
Yeah. And we'll move on. Can I report, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, I just have the monthly report I share with the committee, and I don't really have much else to share. Everything's going pretty good.
Okay. Any questions for Steve? Judy?
No news. We're still waiting to hear about funding from the state. I checked last year's letter, and it didn't come in until September 30th, so I suppose we've got a while to wait here. But, I mean, it's still looking promising. Apparently, there is more money in the Supreme Court's budget this year. How much probation will get, it remains to be seen. Last year, we got a 5% increase, so I'm hoping for at least that much this year, perhaps more.
Well, I know the state approved a budget $800 million more than what everybody else wanted, so maybe we're getting part of that.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court did get more, so right now I don't know how that will be divvied up, how much they will give to probation.
$800 million they don't have.
Yeah, so they'll pay it out. They'll find a way. They'll start spending money.
Okay. Any questions for Judy? Mark?
Chairman, I'm very, I'm actually really proud to report to this committee where we've been with the unification of the network. It's really been very good. In fact, it's so good that the IT department wants to add some extra space because we have so much stuff over there that they. Not space, but disk space for the computers, so they can provide a better backup for us. That's working out very well. And I just want to point out one thing is that before we moved over, we had a $75,000 a year contract with an outside agency to provide maintenance on the computers. And, I was surprised to find out that actually the circuit clerk has over 230 computers on its network now that have been added to the county's network. So 230, that includes my 80 plus employees, but all the judicial employees, public terminals and terminals that are in the courtrooms. So it's a fairly extensive process, but we had a contract with an outside company to provide maintenance. We're doing that now in-house. We'll probably be now adding out of our automation fund a person to the IT department that, and again, it's still cheaper to do it in-house. So, you know, the person that's inside the IT department that does that, if they go off on sick leave or whatever, we've got a whole department of people to step in. Or if it's a bigger job, we have the extra people, extra resources to throw at it. So our relationship with the IT department has been absolutely wonderful. They're easy to work with, and they're ready to help in any way. In that vein, though, it's also helped along with our state's attorney integration. And this is an initiative that we started along with the state's attorney, Tom Gibbons, to begin the process in the computer of charges, starting out digitally. Now, in the old way was is that they typed the stuff up into the computer, printed it out, walked it over to the building, over to the CJC, or walked it up to the office of the CJC, and then my employees would type it into the court management system and scan it in and all that. So from computer to paper to computer, didn't make sense. So we're now at the process where there's a free flow. Actually, we'll go back to the program, but John Fisher is the head of the criminal side, and he's managing the project and very engaged in it. And we're looking at going live with this process in October. That just saves everybody. I mean, well, it'll save time, and actually, this is something that, you know, way back when, a lot of people don't even remember that I was in the state's attorney's office 20 years ago, but it was something that I really dreamed of, was that they'd be able to get information from the court management system and feed information into the court management system, and there would be a free flow back and forth. That's very efficient. So that's on the cusp of happening. We're very close. And we're about to tour over in the building over here in Wood River to just kind of see the progress of where we are as far as getting rid of files. I know that I gave you numbers on it, but just to see spatially. Question came up in one of the other committees about the funds that were in the document storage. And quite frankly, I think maybe the numbers are lagging a little bit behind, because we have spent some significant money with HOV is the outside company that does the scanning and the shredding of these documents. But those funds are earmarked towards just that, getting rid of documents and turning them into digital. So it's not really good for spending it on courthouse that aren't, you know, courthouse features that aren't related to specifically to document storage. So, good news. I mean, at some point here, I envision turning over the entire fourth floor back to the county board and saying, we don't need it anymore. I know that sounds crazy, but I really do believe that there's going to be a day that does happen. So, I probably look past Mike Walters.
You went past your
timeline.
Three minutes.
But,
oh, I forgot to hit the gavel 2.5. I want to compliment Mark, though, because he's really, I mean, with the shredding the documents, getting them, I know we had a problem many years ago. He's really, that's never going to happen again. He's taken that department and really brought them, not from the old ages, but really bringing it back into the 21st century with everything. And it shows you, when you have somebody that's looking out for the best interest of the people, and what Mark's done over there has been able to really corral some of the problems, and you've had quite a number of them over there, and you've resolved some of them. The other ones, you can definitely see the impact and how it's going to be resolved and saving taxpayers money. And I want to compliment you. You've done a hell of a job over there since you've gotten into that position and really addressed any problem, and you've done a very good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Ditto that. Any questions for Mark?
Nobody from Circuit Clerk?
Sheriff Hertz?
You have the annual or the monthly report from the jail. One correction on that, the difference between this year and last year is not minus 24, it's plus 24.
Killing me.
Michelle's going on.
I should have been bragging. I said, see, every year it's gone down. Now it's up.
Up 24, which is really sort of ironic when you're talking about close to 3,700 people.
Yeah.
That being said, everything's okay over there. You got anything good to say about the sheriff's office?
My father really enjoyed
it. It's good to see Brad back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's welcome back.
Clean shaven.
Yeah, clean shaven.
You know what? You don't even squeak when you walk either. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they got a dirt fitting in there.
It up every morning. Yeah.
He's the 10 man.
Okay, Stephanie.
WD-40 going down.
We have anything to do. People are committing crimes and we're prosecuting crimes. I'll add just something on to what Mark was saying. Having the IT, their IT, with what I always refer to as our IT, has made things from getting, you know, IDs, passwords, reports, or if there's some type of, you know, glitch, it's easy for us just to call down. And again, the IT guys who have always been here can work, you know, we've worked with Brian for years. It's even easier to work with Brian for years. So yeah, it's something that we see, not just in the circuit clerk's office, but the state's attorney's office, from a management standpoint of trying to get things resolved. And you can definitely tell it's a lot easier and nice free for them. So, yes, we like that. But summer's ending. We have, you know, we have law students that come in every summer. Actually, they're here all year, but during the summer we have a few more. So they're going to be wrapping up. They had a jail tour last Friday. I was out, but I believe something got set up, so they got to see the inside of the jail and see how everything is.
These are future lawyers,
like you did me.
We have multiple types of students in our office, and definitely law students. After they complete their first year of law school, or 2 years of law school, after they complete their first, they're research interns. After they complete their second year, they're known what we call 7-11 interns. It's Supreme Court Rule 7-11 that allows them to practice law under the supervision of an attorney. And it's a great program. We're proud of it, and we hire from that group quite a bit. If we have an opening, we've seen how they work, how they get along with the office, how they do in court, how they do in front of judges, because they have bench trials. They can get a jury trial every once in a while. We've seen them actually, you know, practicing law and what they're going to be like. And we regularly, when we have openings, we do like to bring in one, two who are students for us. So. Some will stay on, some will go back if they're in law school somewhere else. We get a lot from SLU, not as much from WashU, Carbondale. So it's a very good program, and it's a good deal for us to get new lawyers into.
Any questions? Any new business? Any old business?
Quick thing, how's the cleaning going?
Well,
how much longer are they? Are they moving at a snail's pace, or?
And they're out there working. It looks 100% better.
It does.
What I'm really pleased. Well, I guess it was a little scary to see that they've taken off the stuff over the tops of those doors, and they're doing work inside there. But it's not surprising, considering we had trees growing out of it,
right?
And different things like that. So, I mean, they're getting in there and preparing it for. For the long term. Next thing we're looking at is a deep cleaning in there. There's still, if you go in, you'll see kind of dust built up on all the ornate stuff in the front of the building. I need to dig this out and bring you a copy for the next meeting, but I found an article from, it's not the Intelligencer, but whatever newspaper in Edwardsville was, and then in 1950, but the article from the dedication of the courthouse, and you know, it's really interesting because they brought in a famous architect from University of Illinois, and he designed the building, and one of the prominent features of it was that they had doorways going out to north, south, east, and west,
all four,
and to signal that the courthouse was open to all four corners of the county. And so that's just, and that's an unusual feature actually for courthouses. So it's nice. All the stone and iron work was done by local people, that local artisans, and the stone was quarried in close by in Missouri that they brought to use it. So it's I think it does have significance. It's 100 years old and some significance, and I'm glad to see that it's being taken care of now.
He probably doesn't like the fact that the sheriff calls three of them.
Well, he's probably dead.
Three to one now. Yeah. Four to one now. That's where we're at.
Only people on the west side of the county have that.
Yeah. I think that's the north side, actually. Is it west?
West over here?
Was that after 9/11 you closed those?
The sun rises in the east, closes and sets in the west. This is north.
Yeah, was that, that's good. Was that because of 9/11? Is that when it happened?
Yeah, it was symbolic, so it's still symbolic. Yeah, it doesn't change anything.
You know, I don't think I'd argue with a guy that was carrying a gun. I know you don't carry a gun, but I know he does.
It's okay, he's not a good shot.
From that distance, he would. Okay, everybody's had a chance to review the bills. Entertain a motion to pay the bill.
I appreciate that I got the bills on Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Motion to approve purchasing approval.
I have a motion, second by Gussie.
Art.
Aye. Pepsi.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
Terry. Jamie.
Yes.
Mike. And I say yes. Okay, we'll do both of these other two together. One's the Family Violence Informational Literature for the Circuit Court, and the other is the Your Support
Second
for the jail. Art.
Aye.
Tessie.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
Terry.
Yes.
Jamie.
Yes.
Mike, and I say yes. You know what? It's only been 56 minutes. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Not
at 8. Mark that on there. Art said no.